Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Rains have subsided, although we're expecting more. Right now, we're seeing zero, and that's a good thing. For all you British Open fans, Adam Scott leads. He's 6 under. He's got a 1-stroke lead over Paul Lowry and Zach Johnson. Back two is Graham McDowell. Tiger Woods is 3 back. Bubba Watson is also 3 back for the United States. Let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line at 393-3700. That's 393-3700. And we're going to talk with our next guest, who's Rick Wright, who's the president and CEO of McLaren Greater Lansing. Rick, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we're going to talk about some cool news that McLaren Greater Lansing received on their high-performing rankings. But before we do that, I just want to get your take. When you heard the Supreme Court's decision in regards to Obamacare, what'd you think?
I wasn't really surprised. Clearly, we need to do more to provide access to our communities around the nation. And I really expected that this would be upheld.
Should the state be proactive at having their own version of Obamacare?
I wish they would. I'm a big believer that we need to control our own destiny at a local level, and I really do wish that local communities and the states would be right out in front of this. I think when we are led by Washington, it creates more bureaucracy and more confusion for all of us.
Well, it appears that because of the House Republicans that nothing is going to get done on this, at least until after the election. What do you think that does?
I think what it's going to do is create more confusion in the short term, that's clear, more frustration, and it's going to give Washington more power. I wish we'd keep our power in our own states.
In talking with Ed Hardin from the McLaren Health Plan, he told me that his unit and that McLaren in general, regardless of what happens, have been making preparations. Can the same be said for you?
Absolutely. Most hospitals have been working on things that have been in the law for a number of years. I think there's a public perception that this ACA was going to somehow change things overnight. That's not true. We've been working on building in our electronic health systems, our complying with other components of the law that have been there for years. This is really something gets phased in over about 10 years. It didn't happen to us overnight. So we've been working on our plans all along. We didn't change what we were doing. We didn't put things on hold thinking that it might be overturned and then we wouldn't have to do that, because many of the components will go on regardless.
Is Obamacare going to cost your company more money, cost your hospital more money, cost patients more money?
I think it's another classic redistribution for us. Every time a patient comes in the door, we have a fixed cost. You know, you can imagine that just for cleaning a room or putting on gloves. And I really don't think that there's truly going to be a net new amount of dollars that are going to come into health care. We're already maxed out. So my view of this is that the same amount of dollars are going to get distributed over the population regardless of how many come in. So from our standpoint, we didn't see that this was going to be a real win for us or much of a net loss.
All right. So you recently received some pretty cool awards. Tell us about it.
Well, U.S. News and World Report puts out their annual rankings of hospitals around the system, around the nation, and we received accolades in 4 areas. That was in gynecology, neurosurgery, neurology, and pulmonology.
Yeah.
The nice thing about that, gynecology, for example, I think one of the reasons that we did so well is that the majority of our surgeries on our women are done using our minimally invasive techniques on the robot. In fact, over 90% of our hysterectomies are performed with the robot, and that means the ladies, you know, get back to their normal lives a whole lot faster, less pain. You know, it's good for them. The second area was neurosurgery, and in this classification for neurosurgery, that includes your spinal surgery. And really, what this is, I think, is a good validation of the great work done by all the orthopedic surgeons we've got. You know, that we've got the McLaren Orthopedic Hospital, and that's really the state's largest dedicated orthopedic hospital. We've been there for years. We're experts at it. That's basically all we do on that campus, and we shine. We've received a number of awards and recognitions over the years for that hospital. And this is just another one.
Rick Wright is the president and CEO of McLaren Greater Lansing. Rick, thanks so much for your time. Have an awesome day.
Thank you.
It's 8:56 on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com.